Did the government rush its announcement on funding for radiation machines as it comes under pressure about its lack of progress on releasing its cancer plan? Yesterday, it announced it will replace several ageing radiation machines and, for the first time, make radiation treatment available in Taranaki, Hawke's Bay, as well as Northland. It comes as new figures show district health board deficits are set to balloon to more than $500 million for the year to June, nearly a double of last year's total. The Health Minister, David Clark, joins us now from our parliamentary office. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Alex.
Now, let's start with the radiation machines and your cancer plan. These machines due to be in Taranaki, Hawke's Bay and Northland. You couldn't tell us this morning on RNZ National when they will arrive. Have you done your homework and can you tell us now when we're likely to see them?
Oh, look, 2021 is when they're due in the Hawke's Bay and Taranaki the following year. The conversation about when we have the one in Northland is going on with Auckland DHB right now.
Right, so there's no assurance about the timing of the one in Northland?
Not at this stage, no. That's an ongoing conversation. You know, I would hope it would be in the next year or two.
Okay, that's a long time to wait for some of those people. You're saying every New Zealander should have access to cancer treatment. Obviously, these are pretty serious machines. They take a bit even to install because you've got to have a bunker around them. And on top of that, you need the people to staff them. How are you going to make sure we're going to have the right staff in place? We've heard of shortages. You've got enough time with that lead time on those machines. What's your plan?
Yeah, I mean, these people obviously take a long time to train, but there are conversations happening. It's a partnership basically between the Ministry of Health and the Australasian Royal College, the relevant one, and they are discussing how to make sure that the staffing levels are increased. We are meeting across the country most of the expectations currently, but there's no doubt that that workforce is under pressure.
Okay. I just wanted to ask you, why did you choose to make that announcement specifically about the radiation machines on their own and maintain this, I guess you could call it a drip feed announcement on your national cancer policy? When are we going to hear the full extent of what you're going to do?
Well, it made sense to do it. It was a significant capital announcement. I make significant capital announcements around the country. We've invested $1.7 billion in the most recent budget, and that's a really serious amount. It's more than the last government put in its whole 9 years into capital. We want to rebuild the public health system, so recently I was announcing new facilities in Counties Manukau for dialysis and a cath lab there. I was announcing in Auckland a new stroke unit. We're putting new capacity into the North Shore in Auckland, and so on. When we make these significant capital announcements, this is $25 million, unprecedented, to replace half of the LINACs in New Zealand in the next 3 years. We want to make sure the public knows that we are investing their money wisely and that we are very focused on rebuilding our public health system.
It's really getting things back up to the bare minimum, though, isn't it? I mean, we're talking about replacing machines that should have already been phased out, 5 or 6 years ago. You've got so much more to do on top of that, and you've made big promises. You promised the National Cancer Agency. When are you going to deliver that one?
We haven't made announcements about how we're going to deliver the strong central direction that is needed to raise the standard of cancer care across New Zealand. That will be announced when we announce our interim cancer action plan later this month. And we're just working at the moment to finalise the actions to make sure that they correspond, because, you know, we all want more action on cancer and we need to make sure that the actions align with the plan when we announce later this month.
But are you going to guarantee the agency that you promised before the election?
Look, that was Labor Party policy. The principles that underlay it are clear. It's not part of the coalition agreement, obviously. The principles we're working to are making sure that we have strong central direction and accountability for standards. And I have to say, in government, one of the privileges is you get to work with the clinicians, you get to talk to the sector about the best way to ensure that strong central direction.
So I'm hearing hints that that's not guaranteed then. You might be walking that back.
We want to make sure it's the best possible way of delivering that strong centralised direction to make sure we have equally high standards across New Zealand, because the situation we've inherited is clear that it's not the same high quality across New Zealand, and we're determined to do something about that.
Okay, your quotes are big and aspirational, and once again you've said that every New Zealander needs to have access to high quality cancer care. They're your words. Does that include stage 4 cancer patients who are waiting for Pharmac funding, the group called Metavivors, who want to access life extending drugs that also give greater quality of life?
The job of Pharmac obviously is to make those very difficult calls that prioritise the different drugs that are available. Obviously, as a government, we will want to invest more in Pharmac over time. That's our history. We inherited $884 million in the combined pharmaceutical budget. Now it's close to $1 billion. We will want to increase that, of course, as governments do, because we want better quality cancer care over time in New Zealand, no doubt.
Okay, now we need to move on because we need to talk about these deficits. $423 million in red at the end of May. Have you got any idea of what it might be now? Because that's the figure at the end of May.
Obviously the financial year runs out at the end of June, so there's one more month to add to those accounts. And the other piece of work that's going on in those accounts, which are the accounting wash-up, if you like, is looking at another couple of problems that we've inherited, aside from just general underinvestment in the sector, and that is the Holidays Act. We know that employees, in many cases, haven't been receiving their full entitlements for a number of years, and we're determined to set that right and provision for that. That goes back through the whole time of the previous government. And we're also determined to deal with the NOS, the previous computer system that was heavily invested in by the previous government, but unfortunately is not living up to what was promised. We're going to have to do some write down on that as well. So there'll be some additional costs, which will see those deficits go up to deal with some of the problems that we've inherited.
You were really critical on the previous government on its deficits. You were accusing them of the $90 million in deficits. This is almost getting to $500 million in deficits. You've got a problem on your hands. When you threatened them last year really to do something about this, the DHB's Christchurch responded and said, well, look, we're not going to be able to turn this around unless we cut services. How are you going to turn this big deficit around without that threat to the patients that you and your government promised better care to?
DHBs are constantly changing models of care. We don't deliver health services today in the same way that we did in the 1950s. There's new machinery that comes on. Sometimes you have to invest to save. And so what I'm concerned about is that DHBs are making strong decisions about how they get to a sustainable position in the future if they're not sustainable.
You need
now
something radical and, now, don't and, you? I mean, you need to turn this around. It's a huge deficit. I mean, you've appointed a commissioner in Waikato. I mean, is there any feedback coming back already about that? Are you going to have to merge some of these DHBs?
Well, look, and that was the point I'd get to, Alex, is that we have moved where there are big deficits to have a closer look in counties Manukau and Waikato and Canterbury. We have Crown monitors in there to have a closer look at the situation, and in the Waikato, where we've found that the picture is not pretty for the future, we have put in a commissioner. So we are acting where we see big deficits, and there are four DHBs which account for most of the deficits, and we're looking at all of those DHBs very closely to make sure that they have a path to sustainability, because we want to make sure that those services continue to be delivered. New Zealanders need and deserve a high quality healthcare system, so that's got to come first, but we've also got to make sure that they're sustainable into the future and that they're well governed.
Okay, thank you for your time. David Clark, the Health Minister.